Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, a national charity, the Irish Dogs for the Disabled, is about to expand its services to an 11-acre site in Cork to cater for the significant demand on its services. One of those in support of the expansion is Munster and Irish rugby player Peter O'Mahony, who has had a long association with Irish Dogs for the Disabled. Our reporter Brian O'Connell spent time meeting some of those who benefit from the charity and also got an exclusive interview with Peter himself, where he talked about everything from his charity work to the captaincy and, of course, his Instagram famous lawn. So, Brian, tell us first of all what Irish Dogs for the Disabled does.
Good morning, Claire. They provide a range of dogs to people living with a variety of disabilities. So dogs can help with everyday tasks, can help people be more independent. So sometimes it help with exercise, with stretching, picking things up that somebody might drop. They act as a support if you're walking or trying to get around. And the demands on the charity, as you said, are quite significant. They have a waiting list of families hoping for a dog. They want to expand now into areas such as training physiotherapists on how to work with dogs and children, for example. They could be worked alongside educational psychologists. So there's a whole range of areas they want to expand. To do that, they need space. So they have bought a larger site just outside Cork City near the viaduct. And they hope to be in a position in about a year's time to move and to expand their operation. Now, I did meet one family who've seen a huge change in their lives thanks to the assistance of their dog, Mo. But first, Jennifer Dowler, who's CEO and founder, talk to me about their work.
So we train dogs to do a wide variety of tasks, from opening doors, turning on and off light switches, picking up things people drop, also helping children with cerebral palsy type conditions to walk. We've also placed some facility dogs with different educational psychologists, OTs working with elderly, and lots of different situations.
In order for a dog to be put to work, if you like, yeah, how long does it take to train them?
Okay, so the process is long. We have our own breeding stock, our own males and females. It takes 2 years and a lot of people and volunteers involved in making sure this is a successful process.
You've a number of different types of breeds?
We use mainly Labradors, Golden Retrievers and Standard Poodles.
We're going to see some puppies?
We're going to see puppies! We've got lots of puppies.
And I know we're going to meet a family as well as a rugby player. For families, it's life-changing in a sense to be given a service like this.
There's two new partnerships being created this week, and you know their lives will never be the same again. Like, they'll be so much better. One young girl who's 16 and has juvenile arthritis and, you know, is in constant pain. So her dog will help her walking, help her keep her safe, and give her a bit of space while she's walking along, and also pick up things she drops.
What are the pressures like in your services? I mean, what have you seen in the past decade?
I suppose what we see and we hear, the families are getting very little services and the families are very traumatised. And I suppose what we want to do is we want to bring a bit of light in, you know, bring a bit of positivity in. And that's what the dog does. Four legs and a waggy tail with positivity.
Sounds good. So Jennifer Dowler, the CEO, wanted to mention fundraising as well, Brian, because a service like that is expensive to run and really time consuming. As she mentioned there, 2 years it takes to train one dog.
To train one dog, and not all of them make the cut, Claire, so they might go back into the service in different ways. Now, they've just launched a calendar for next year. Link is on their website if people feel like donating. And they hope to help even more families in the coming 12 to 24 months. Now, before we hear from Peter O'Mahony, I met with one of the families who benefit from the services of the charity. I met with Alison, her sons Oliver and Reuben. They're twins, and Oliver's assistance dog is Mo, with them about 2 years at this stage. And Oliver himself, he's a fantastic young man. He's raised over €1,800 selling calendars. So they told me about how the service has impacted their lives.
This is Mo, Oliver's assistance dog. How does he help you, Ollie?
He helps me to walk.
He helps you to walk?
This morning now, he was up bright and early, and Oliver was up bright and early, and he went into Oliver's bedroom to say good morning, doesn't he? And it was up and out and ready for school. And then Oliver will go home, he'll do a bit of homework, and then he'll do a bit of exercises with Mo. And what do? You do a few stand-ups. He uses Mo as a support while he's doing his stand-ups, and he's also support and motivation to get him to do it as well, because Mo is behaving, he has to behave and do his exercises too.
And has it made a huge difference?
It does to all of us as a family from a social point of view. He's the focal point nearly of the family now at this stage. From Oliver's point of view, yeah, he's a huge social help to him in that. Because when we're out walking and stuff, the people see, they see the dog, they don't see Oliver's wheelchair, and they'll have a chat with Oliver. Oliver can chat about that instead of people maybe asking him, oh, why are you in a wheelchair and stuff. So
we know how difficult it is to access any kinds of disability services at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a struggle for everything.
Everything is a fight and a struggle, and I always say that the disability is the easy part. It's the struggle for the services that all these children need is the hard part, really, is the fighting. It's been a game changer for us now, absolutely, and we're grateful since the day now that we met with Jennifer and her team.
Well, they sound so happy. Even Mo sounds happy there with Oliver and Reuben. Now, as you said earlier, someone who's been really supportive of the charity is the rugby player Peter O'Mahony. And Peter dropped in while you were there yesterday.
Yeah, he's been supporting the charity, Claire, for many years. He's a dog lover himself, so it's quite a good fit. And he did have time yesterday. He gave as much time as the kids wanted. Even a mechanic around the corner popped in and wanted a signed calendar. And he was really generous with his time yesterday morning. We know he's out injured at the moment, but also he's been in the news in recent days for deciding to step down as Munster captain, as we know. So before we got to talk about that, and of course, some gardening questions, I asked Peter O'Mahony about his first involvement in the charity 7 years ago and why.
Life-changing stuff, you know what I mean? It was incredible to see. It was an easy yes, and it's, you know, it's obviously local, it's Cork-based, but all over Ireland at the same time. You see the difference the dogs are making, and Jennifer still has an incredible waiting list. You know what I mean? And, you know, if she had the resources to be able to give all these people, you know, these incredible animals, it's terrible, really, that it takes time, obviously, and training and nurturing of the animals. But, you know, it'd be great to see someday that, you know, you can walk in the door and, you know, a few months later, there'd be a pup ready for you, a dog ready for you.
You have an affinity with dogs as well. You have a number of dogs.
Yeah, we've a couple of dogs. We've an old Labrador. She's nearly 15 now. Yeah, we've always loved dogs at home. I think it's important for kids to be around them, you know, just for social reasons, and they change people's lives big time. I think the bond and the dynamic they have with the kids that they're helping.
It's so weird to see you holding a puppy. Sort of undercuts your image of you.
Oh, yeah, no. Jeez.
The calendars, and you'd obviously encourage people to pick up a calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, fundraising is a huge part of all charities, and you know, it's a little bit that goes a long way for us in here to, you know, to get things, keep things moving, keep the wheels turning, and obviously it's hugely important to keep it all going. So it's an important part of the charity's fundraising every Christmas. So
you could hear the puppy was mad to get on radio there as well, Claire.
Absolutely.
Just before I left, there was time for a couple of rugby-related questions for Peter O'Mahony. And of course, Claire, I couldn't let him go without getting some gardening advice. So I began by asking Peter about his current injury status.
Yeah, it's okay, shoulder knock. Better news than initially expected from my surgeon. So one of the few times I travelled to Santry and didn't have to stay the night. So look, I'll need another couple of weeks to try and get it sorted, but initial prognosis was decent.
And the captaincy, you feel it's time to hand it on?
Yeah, I feel I've been thinking about it for a while. I think, you know, planning for the club and you know, planning for the future for
transition.
The club. Yeah.
The last thing, the lawn.
Puppies are no good for it. Puppies are no good for the lawn.
What are you doing with your lawn now, right at the moment? So coming into the first week in December. So in other words, what should I be doing with my lawn at home?
Staying off it is the main thing. No. Yeah, I keep cutting it as long as it's growing, yeah. If you walk on it when it's frosty, you get black footprints after it thaws out, and it can damage the leaf. And
one day, I think, maybe it was during lockdown, it could have been after, I was looking on your Instagram and you were out with the scissors cutting the edging, and I never felt so inadequate in my life.
I have a touch of OCD, definitely, so, or a slap of it. That's the way I like to keep the lawn.
Yeah. Looks great.
Yeah, thank you.
So So that is Peter O'Mahony cutting the lawn with the scissors. You've got some footage from your visit, Brian, have you? Some pictures?
We're going to put them all up on social media in the next little while.
Great.
Including some videos and some pictures of the puppies.
We get to see the dogs. That's great. Thanks so much, Brian and Peter O'Mahony there, ending Brian's report on the work of the Irish Dogs for the Disabled charity. They're expanding significantly in the coming year, and they have those calendars for sale on the websites and I'm sure in local outlets too. So support them if you can. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.